You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It is also the 8th day of February, 2019. It is 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029, and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 31 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades, northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 34 degrees. I don't think it's going to make it. It's just been freezing ass cold here, and it's going to get colder and more snow, and it's everything I hate about winter. It's happening, man. It's happening now. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Washington State weighs vaccination bill as measles outbreak spreads. We're going to get into that as soon as we return. Well, just starting the down the day to find my girl who's gone away. She took the Greyhound in the general store. I searched myself, I searched the town. When I finally did set down, I found myself much wiser than before. She said we couldn't do no wrong, nor the love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my old blue.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Washington State weighs vaccination bill as measles outbreak spreads. This is from CBS News. Lawmakers in Washington State are proposing a bill that would not allow the immunity from or the privilege thereof, allow parents to cite philosophical or personal reasons for not vaccinating their child as the region battles a growing measles outbreak. Wonder where that came from. I mean, there's some kind of fungus thing I was reading about the other day. And it's down there in California, and it's spreading out all over the place. Wonder where all this third world disease is coming from. And why it's becoming a problem, and we got to stick needles and put poisons in our children. I had the measles when I was a kid. My sister had German measles. I mean, it fucked up her eyes, but it didn't kill her. But, I mean, what's more deadly, the sickness or the cure? Currently, 18 states allow exemptions. Allowing you to do something. The sovereign. The supposedly person who is at liberty to do as they goddamn well please unless it affects the rights of another individual. And if you want to get the measles shot, get the fucking measles shot. And then you don't have to worry about if I get the measles, right? No, that ain't how it works. Well, later on this article explains maybe how it works. The 56 confirmed cases in the Pacific Northwest. 56 cases. Millions and millions of people. Northwest have prompted the governor of Washington to declare a state of emergency. Well, that suspends all your goddamn rights now, doesn't it? By dictate of the state in violation of the 9th article, which the states are bound to obey by the 10th article. Monica Stoner, I don't know what the hell that says. It looks like Stonier, is the state representative for Clark County, Washington, the area hit hardest by the outbreak. In her county alone, there are currently 51 confirmed cases of measles and another 13 suspected. Hell, back in the days when I was young, 51 cases of measles in a county, you know, in a county out in a rural county, was it no big fucking deal? Right now my city is in the hotbed of this outbreak. Oh man, it sounds like, you know, like the plague or something's coming. Oh, this has got an emergency getting. Stoner said it recently has reached a critical state in my county. Critical at 51, huh? In a county that big in Washington, I wonder how many people are in that county. I should have looked and seen. Stoner is now co-sponsoring a bipartisan, that means that both sides of the false left-right Zionist paradigm are agreed that they want to vaccinate their herd. Bipartisan House bill that would require every child at every public and private school in the state and licensed daycare center. There's a licensed thing, you know, all of the state agencies to be vaccinated for measles, mumps, and rubella unless they have a legitimate medical or religious reason exemption. Well, you can have a religious exemption. You mean your doesn't that come down to your personal beliefs? Your religious exemption? Doesn't it? If my personal beliefs are, I don't believe in goddamn shots. Well, that's not really, this is where they like to twist it all around. And man, they work and pull things this way and pull things. Goddamn, we have to have some fucking divide in them people. We got an election coming up. We have a lot of research to support that the vaccination for measles is highly effective, Stonier said. As of December, only 78% of the 6 to 18-year-olds in Clark County received their vaccine, which experts say is why the highly contagious disease is rapidly spreading. Experts say. Rapidly spreading. 51 people. I got to believe in the counties up there like that. There's quite a few people. Abigail Eckhart, a mother from Washington, refuses to vaccinate her youngest child because she says her middle child suffered significant behavioral and physical reaction after being vaccinated, including severe eczema and food allergies. If you would have asked me your 4 years ago, I would have told you, yeah, every child needs their vaccine because... And that's a quote. And she said, if I could go back, I wouldn't have vaccinated any of my kids. According to the CDC, most people who get the vaccines do not have any serious problems. And that for everyone, no, you won't have no serious problems. But, you know, they were putting in them fucking shots when we were little kids, when they were, you know, coming, you come out of the class and you're all ready to line up and get poked in the arm and fucking getting your vaccination, that's when they were putting the cancer in you that was going to make sure you never got to the age to collect that fucking Social Security. That's what they were doing. And then we've seen it happen. We've watched it happen all around us. And that for every 1,000 children who get the measles, one or two will die from it. Well, if you don't want your child, if you think this vaccine works and you don't want your child to get the measles and you think it works, if you get vaccinated, what the fuck are you worried about the people that don't? That's always been my question. What are you worried about the people who don't? The benefits of the vaccine greatly outweigh the risks, said Dan Salmon. Yes, it looks like Salmon. The former director of vaccine safety for the Department of Health and Human Services. It can cause common problems like, I don't even know what this, otitis media, or ear infection. So measles is a pretty big deal for young children. Solomon said that measles can cause lifelong complications. No one knows that better than Cecilia Rodriguez. Maybe Cecilia Rodriguez is the son of a bitch that brought it up here from fucking Guatemala a couple of weeks or a month or so ago and started the whole goddamn thing. In 1989, she was too young to be vaccinated when she contracted the German measles. She spent 9 months in a coma and almost died. 30 years later, her eyesight, speech, and hearing are still affected. Well, like I said, get your vaccine. Then you don't got to worry about me not getting mine. If it works... And you're worried about it? Go get the fucking vaccine. If you think that shit works, go get it. And then you don't worry about me. I mean, isn't it my choice? I mean, what's the theory here is what I'm getting at. If you are worried about your child getting a fucking measles, there's a measles vaccine, go get that fucking vaccine. And see, and if it works out for you, just fine. But if I don't want to get it, I'll take my chances with the measles. That's my goddamn choice. It's my body. It hasn't ended for me. It becomes a lifetime experience for me, she said. I do not want to go through that experience with my three beautiful children that I have. Then go fucking vaccinate them. Then you don't got to worry about them getting the measles, right? Or am I missing something here? Solomon said, in a way, it's because she's been here 32 years. That doesn't mean that through the chain migration, she just didn't bring up some more of her fucking family from South of fucking America or Central America that brought the goddamn measles up here with them, by the way. Solomon said, in a way, vaccines are a victim of their own success because most people have never seen the measles. Well, I'll tell you. When I had the measles, I can remember it so clear because it happened. I had the measles on Christmas. Now, I mean, I couldn't have been probably about 4 or 5 years old. And I remember I got this little plastic motorcycle my dad got me, and he got me this cool helmet with signal lights on it and stuff. And I felt kind of poorly. But, I got past it. And I don't have to worry about it. I mean, it's like other things, you know. Say, well, I already had you better get shots for this and that because you can have it 50 times now. Back when the day they told you once you had it, that was over. You were immunized. Unless they're making different strains of it. Now, that could be. People aren't afraid of what they haven't seen and what they don't know. And we'd like to keep it that way, Solomon said. I bet you would. People on both sides of the issue will be allowed to speak. There's that allowed word again, where you're fucking servants, where you are the masters, you are the authority in this country, but somebody's allowing you to speak. Allowing. That's giving permission to you to speak. Subject. To speak at what is expected to be a fiery hearing Friday in front of the House Committee on Health Care and Wellness. Stonier said the hearing will help them decide if the committee has enough votes to move forward. And that's the end of that bullshit. So, well, it's just what they allow us. I mean, when you're allowed something, that means you're like a child. You're in the custody of a superior, or else you're subject, you live at the will of your sovereign, which is what we have here.
Your property.
Your property. Yes, you are, sir. New gun bill would require buyers to reveal social media history, and they've already done this in several places, and we've read an article or two on it, but we're going to go ahead because this just goes to show the big fucking push that's on right now. I mean, they got to throw all this stuff out there because they know the shit's this is fixing to go down. People are only going to take so much shit, and then it's just going to explode. From CBS News, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye, before Nicholas Cruz killed 17 people at a Florida Parkland high school last year, he posted images of guns, bullets, and a dead frog on Instagram. And before former Marine Ian David Long gunned down 12 last year at a California bar, he posted on Facebook, "I hope people call me insane." Would have made a difference if the social media was. What if social media had never been invented? Then what? I mean, I guess that the whole idea of social media when it was being invented was really it was for advertising. You know, we could get out there and get for commerce. But then it turned around on them because when people started, talking about other things and who thought they were alone in this world in feeling the repression and the oppression of the goddamn corporate state started talking to each other. That's when everything went bad for them. This is something my community is demanding action on. Well, demand all the action you want. I'm going to read you guys something here. You probably have never heard it before. But I'm going to read it to you, and you can judge it for your fucking self. It's called the Fourth Article to the People's Bill of Rights. It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath and affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, when it comes to houses, papers, and effects, now, aren't your private accounts, aren't those your private accounts? I see that this is just another fucking move, like I said, you know, through the administrative oligarchy, the aristocracy, to just, well, we're just going to go ahead and search through your accounts. We're going to go to your account because we have your name. We're going to go and we're going to find all the accounts you have, and we're going to go look through and we're going to investigate you. We're going to search through it without fucking warrant. And if you have a password to get on there, whatever, well, we'll go to the server because we all know that the goddamn corporate oligarchs are the ones that are running this fucking country, don't we? That's our true masters. Those are the lords and the goddamn princes and princesses, and it's the corporate oligarchy, aristocracy. At any rate. Before Nicholas Cruz, okay, we did that, okay. This is something my community is demanding action on. Oh, for you and your four Masonic buddies, and maybe the cop, your local branch of Blackwater is, they're demanding this, are they? Well, this violates a fundamental fucking individual right of mine, by the way, that you cannot violate, which is above you and your community and your buddies and Blackwater and all you fucking corporate bastards. Said Representative Daniel Dechich, Democrat, Buffalo Governor, Buffalo Grove. That's why Dechich is proposing gun buyers reveal their public social media accounts to Illinois police before they're approved for firearms. Approved. Before you're approved to exercise your right. You see, that I guess it ain't a right then, is it? It is a privilege. It is a privilege that they grant you. And only subjects are granted privileges. A free man has rights. That is the difference between a subject and a slave. Plain and fucking simple. And that's really what this is all about, and everybody knows it. A lot of people who are having mental health issues will often post on their social media pages that they're about to hurt themselves or others. Man, people were so dumb to fall for that social media shit. And go and put fucking stuff, the stuff that people put on there, you know. Well, I guess it all came along with the infiltration of the schools in the 60s by the, you know, communists and getting everybody out there. And you should be, you know, when I was going through school, when I was a little kid all the way up through that I could remember, it was about being an individual achievement. And then it got, like I said, about seventh grade, they quit teaching history and started teaching social studies. And then they had the counselors, you know, that started coming. You should talk to somebody. How in the fuck did we get through however many years man has been on this goddamn earth? How in the hell did we get all through it without having someone to counsel us through it? There has got to be somebody who knows more about me than me that can tell me what I need to do.
That's why they're using that mentally ill now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it's goddamn...
Big time. They're trying to push that quick.
You betcha, because it's an open subject goddamn allegation. I think you're dangerous. Oh, yeah? I mean, it's like them saying that, your mandamus is ridiculous. Oh, yeah? How so? I mean, I want this described to me in factual terms that cannot be denied, like the mandamus I served you. You will show me it. You make an open subject matter statement. Oh, that's because.
That's why they go to war, and that's okay for them to kill and invade countries. But if you want to defend yourself in America now,
that's ridiculous.
Well, you're mentally ill.
And you're ridiculous.
And yep.
if you don't think it's all right for a fucking a bunch of fucking conspirators. To remove your republic that you were guaranteed, I mean, remove your republic and replace it with a corporation, and then pretend to have the right, the authority to legislate your rights away, I mean, you're just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And that's all we have to say is it's ridiculous. And if you don't believe it's ridiculous.
I hear your stuff everywhere online, so I get past everything now. I don't care what Facebook does. I share it all over now.
Good deal, man. Good deal.
And I put back from the trenches, too, so.
Cool, man. I mean, like I said the other day, that's what everybody should be doing. I mean, exactly, you know, yeah. you could just put your name up there and put From the Trenches from it, and it will not go on Facebook. I mean, that you talk about.
No, I got a different way that I put it on Facebook now.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it goes right on there, and then I had the people, even I had cops talk to me about it. They're like, yeah, yeah. They didn't even know what was going on.
Oh, really? Yeah. Cops talked to you about it, huh?
My local police department was, they were, like, checking into it and listening to it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They had no clue that all this stuff with the New World Order and stuff.
Oh, really? Well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe in their zealous attempt to get everything removed, that they made people do it a different way where different people would see it. That's interesting.
It worked for me, though. I mean, I know the other one you were saying was blocked, because when I did used to share your stuff on there, it did say it was spam, and I'm like, this ain't spam.
Well, of course it isn't. It's ridiculous, yeah. Is what it is. Mm-hmm. This is something my.
But there's always a will, there's a way, right?
Hey, we're Americans, aren't we?
Yeah. That's exactly.
That's why DeLuch is proposing gun buyers reveal their public social media accounts. Screw you. I'm exercising a right. I need no permission. I mean, it wouldn't be a right if I needed permission to do it. Now, would it? I mean, is it that people just can't grasp that simple concept? If it's a right, you don't need permission to do it. It's a right. You can just do it. But they have pretended, you know, like I said, this is a corporate aristocracy. And what they are pretending is that they can just, like we talk about writing it down on a piece of paper, like they can just legislate your fucking natural born rights. I mean, God, how many years in this country did everybody understand clearly? You were born with those rights. Those rights are absolute. You cannot touch those goddamn rights. Now you cannot assert those goddamn rights. So something's kind of went amiss here, I think. A lot of people having mental health issues will often post on their media pages that they're about to hurt themselves or others, said. We need to give those people the help they need. You know, well, people, they might say things like that around somebody's living room. You know, it could be at somebody's house. We should have microphones. Well, I'm sure we do by now. In everyone's home, we should have. There should be somebody listening. There should be records made of every word spoken by everyone, because you never know when the wrong words are going to come out. And, hey, that could possibly be a dangerous person. Pro-gun groups are outraged. Uh-oh, here they come. Here come the incorporated protectors of our second article right that call it the Second Amendment. When people look at this, everyone who has a Facebook account or email account or Twitter account will be incensed, or should be, said Richard Pearson with the Illinois State Rifle Association Incorporated. But the ACLU is opposed as well. Whoa, why would the ACLU be opposed? A communist organization? Rebecca Glenberg with ACLU Illinois, who says the bill doesn't say anything about how that list will be retained or how long and what uses it might be put to. That's what makes it not okay. Not the violations to the fucking Bill of Rights, the blatant violations to the Bill of Rights, the seizure of your fucking accounts, having to have a permission from your servants to exercise your right. That isn't what it's all about. It's just they're not saying how the lists are going to be taken care of and what they're going to do with it. That's what's wrong with it, people. That's all. And we get that straightened out and go right on ahead and just infringe up until you. I read a. I was looking at some things earlier, and there are 2,000 gun laws in this country. 2,000. That's 2,000 open infringements on the second article, because there cannot be one fucking law made by any fucking government. It ain't our government, but the Bill of Rights says none. You can have none. You can have no infringements. And there's 2,000 that people have just really accepted and acquiesced themselves to. People have become institutionalized into the through the idea that somebody has an authority over them other than themselves. And when we come to a new one, when we come to the next fucking outrage, well, it goes down a little easier. And pretty soon, the next thing you know, man, you'll be marching over that ditch, and it might not seem so unreasonable to you that you're getting ready to kneel over a ditch and get your brains blown out because you were too fucking stupid because you buried your gun instead of using the son of a bitch. Rebecca Glenberg, okay, we did that already. The First Amendment group worries police scanning social media may show bias. Oh, it may show bias, too. Not that you just fucking cannot do it, that it is a direct violation of the fourth article, the fifth article. I mean, it's in the ninth and tenth article. Yeah, that's why you can't. That's not why you can't do it. It's because the First Amendment group worries police scanning social media may show bias. Do you see who your defenders are out there of your rights, people? You see how they're deluding and pretending like that any of this shit could be legit in any goddamn world where the Bill of Rights existed? Hold that Bill of Rights up in your hand. Hold up their fucking thing. It has nothing to do with bias. It has to do with the fucking fourth article, illegal search. And it has to do with fucking violating the ninth and tenth because you can't create an authority that allows you to fuck with my gun rights. My right to have a gun is absolute. It says, it doesn't say, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, except or unless the government decides or a county decides or a group of people get together and decides some people in the community to get together and decide. It says you just can't fucking do it. Period. And why did it say that? Why did they go to that goddamn trouble? Because they knew. Yeah, but man, you people see what they're doing to us. Just one second, try to imagine what they'd be doing if we didn't have about a billion firearms in this goddamn country. And you know, close to a trillion rounds of ammunition. What do you think they'd be doing to you right now? They would have no fear of kicking in your fucking door then and coming in and raping your dog and beating your wife and or anything they want to do. Huh?
Is that the guns that are unregistered too? They don't even have a count of them either.
That's exactly.
Like the guns that are not registered or like permits and stuff.
Exactly, and they know all this is out here, and still they're doing this right in our goddamn face, people. What would they be doing if you'd let them guns go? If you were unarmed, if you had no way to stop them, what would they do? Do you think there is a limit? Like I said, the other day, they would be, you'd have that Chinaman that likes to eat little fucking babies because, to keep him youthful with his teeth filed on the TV, and you'd be forced to watch it as he ate a live baby. Then how could you stop it? Your guns are gone.
Not me. My gun ain't buried.
Well, mine ain't either. Some bitch won't.
Not with these crazies.
So. I can't reach the trigger when it's in the ground.
You can't reach it. It's bagged up and it's going to have rust on it.
You're goddamn right. A person's political belief, a person's religious belief, things that should not play a part, and rather someone gets a FOID card. I guess this is a permission to fucking have a fucking gun card. A permission to have your right. Your absolute unalienable right. Your right that is absolute ratified law that cannot be changed, that cannot be altered, that cannot be denied or disparaged, period, unalienable. I can't give it away. It's mine. I was born with it. It's part of my being, Bloomberg said. But the ditch isn't deterred. It gives Illinois State Police additional tools. It gives them additional tools, and that's what counts, because you have a compelling corporate interest here. And don't say government interest anymore to me. And I don't want to hear people calling it the government or our government or anything else but what it is, a corporate aristocracy that rules over us as subjects. That's the fact. And when you sway back away from that fact and start thinking, where are you headed with that? Are you headed right back to goddamn to Ronald Reagan again? It is a corporation. Title 28, definition 15, a corporation. It is not my government. It is not your government. It is not our government. Our government has been usurped. And now they're trying to usurp the other document, our Bill of Rights. which is the only thing that guarantees us our fucking freedom. And it has been usurped because of the 1933 bankruptcy, we were all declared to be goddamn property. And when they took the gold, they took your soul. Because when they declared that you couldn't own that gold, you became property. You became a subject yourself under that 14th Amendment. A subject.
Well, didn't it start with the gold?
Pardon?
When the people allowed the gold to be taken, and then they just kept it going?
Yep. Yeah, well, no, in the same act. If you cannot, think about it, brother. When they did the 1933, when Roosevelt came out and declared that they were going to take everybody's gold, right?
Yeah.
That was, we're going to take everybody.
Why didn't they just start shooting them? I didn't understand that.
I don't either. But what he was saying is we're going to take everybody's gold without due process of the law. The only way that a true free American, see, in 1868, it was already plugged in. The fact that you were, but they didn't dare. I mean, they had to ease up to it. And then in 1933, well, we're going to confiscate all the gold because the interest of the goddamn government that your servant has decided that we have the authority to come and take your fucking gold away from you without.
And give it back.
Pardon?
And they gave it to the Federal Reserve.
Exactly. They gave it to the Federal Reserve. Yeah. But the thing is, they took your property without the due process of law. This has always been about the Bill of Rights. They flushed the fucking Constitution back in 1868 when they put that 14th Amendment in there in direct violation of the 9th Article of the Bill of Rights.
Well, the 14th Amendment wasn't ratified, though.
Well, it couldn't be written, my friend. The 9th Article says it knows. See, you can't. I can't be a subject with privileges and immunities granted by a sovereign, which is the state and the federal governments, and have a Bill of Rights with unalienable rights that can't be touched by anyone except through the common law procedures. You see what I'm saying? They both can't exist at the same time. So that's when they declared you had no goddamn rights. You are subject to your sub. That's why there's thousands of pages, all this, every, right? We need more legislation. What is legislation? That is the dictate coming from your sovereign to the subject. And it don't matter. And they'll straight up, you assert your right. Well, that's ridiculous. You don't have no right, you see. You don't have no right.
Henry, I like it when you say corporate policy. That makes it really clear to me.
It is. That's all in the hell it is. I said, you're being ruled by Walmart and Walmart and Blackwater. That's what this country is being ruled under right now.
Is that what the citizen came in after the subject?
Exactly. You are a subject and a citizen.
Subject to the citizen.
And that's why the people that got, sovereign citizen argument bullshit. As soon as you say citizen, you're already joined with the 14th Amendment. You're admitting you're a citizen. I'm a sovereign. You think about it. When the people conquered, if the people truly did conquer this country and it belonged to the people, we're the sovereigns. Just like the King of England is the sovereign over there. He rules. He has allodial power to own the land, own the people, own every goddamn thing. In this country, each individual through that Bill of Rights had right to allodial title to their land. That's what I'm talking about in 1933, the gold. And when the first time that government presumed, they'd already put the 14th Amendment in illegally, fraudulently in 1868. But when they came, when Roosevelt wrote down, we're going to come take the gold, we're going to come take your gold away from you. That is without due process of the law. You can't take my gold, government. You can't. The only place my gold can be taken from me is by another American national through a suit for damages in the common law jurisdiction, which is the people's jurisdiction. Which why when I say jurisdiction, that is authority. If that doesn't exist, go ahead.
What kind of a story did he give? How did that happen?
Oh, it was because of a depression or something, wasn't it? The Great Depression, because they needed it to. They needed to steal it. I don't really know. I should read that more on that and be able to answer.
I'm sure the people that had the most gold didn't give any up.
No, they're the ones that got everybody else's gold.
They didn't give any away. Plus, they got what was little with the few crumbs they picked up.
Yeah. Well, what they did, and this is another thing I know is true. as they drove the price of gold way down by printing a bunch of money. And then after they got the gold, because the gold was in their possession, then the value of the money went down, and the value of the gold that they stole from you, that fiat dollar that they gave you to take your fucking gold away from you, because they had to pay you for it, you see. That's the gold's worth, let's say it was in them days, it was worth $20 an ounce. Okay.
Yeah, it was worth $20, Henry.
Huh?
And it jumped up to, it was worth $20, and it jumped up to $35 an ounce.
Just overnight.
Everybody turned it in, and they revalued the gold. So they made they devalue your money, you know, devalue your money, basically. That's what they did.
Brother, look at the whole scheme.
Well, didn't the Federal Reserve go in, the Federal Reserve came into the, in 1933, and
correct.
They took over with the currency of money?
Right.
Dollars, whatever?
And check this out. Right up to today, where you can prove it to yourself. Now, you're holding the dollar in your hand, right? It's worth fucking dollar.
Yeah.
It's worth probably about 2 fucking cents in reality. But supposedly it's worth a dollar. You walk into a bank and you hand it over the counter to that banker. When that banker grabs a hold of it, he can leverage it 9 times, so it becomes worth $10 to him. When he's holding it in his hand, it's worth $10. When you're holding it in your hand, it's worth a dollar. Do you see something kind of fucking out of place, just wrong here, people? Do you see? Can you see something that's just amiss? We're going to take a break. We're way behind. We'll be right back. Stay right where you are.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. The respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights I'm the creator, I write no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my friendship will dream. If I don't have tomorrow and know that by my frowning is clean, don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I'll learn history, Grandpa. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they call. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I'll learn history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1246 Pacific Time, and that was Terminology. Don't come for my gun. They're coming. Just don't bury it. You know, we were talking before we left about, you know, the fact, just the blatant, what it is right in your face. The Bill of Rights for the state of Oregon 30 years ago, it was a single page and it didn't even fill the whole page. It was almost verbatim, written verbatim off the federal Bill of Rights. Because it had to be, because when the states came into the Union, that was a part of it. That Bill of Rights, it was the people's goddamn rights, the people's law. Now that document's got about 24 pages on it. See, they came into the state of Oregon, they talked, and it was, oh, the victims have no rights. Victims have no rights. Victim has the same right as the perpetrator. We all had equal rights to just, and the authority to enforce our rights and prosecute our lives. But what they created just give me a second here. What they did was created a charter for a prison state. And if you know how to read contract law, which I do, I read the whole thing when they got out. They probably added more to it by now. But you know what the only right you have in the state of Oregon is, according to the state Bill of Rights for the state of Oregon? You have the right to create revenue for the state of Oregon, period. No other right. And nothing supersedes that right. I mean, this is something that should have been taken care of generations ago, like back when the seizure of the gold, when they seized the people back in 1933 with the bankruptcy, where they made us all fucking property. They made goddamn receipts out for us. Here's my slave bond. To see, we're going to put this against. Henry. Yeah, go ahead.
What is the castle law then? Like, what is that? Then don't that in effect with that? That has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, does it?
The castle law? You mean the law that you're the ruler in your own home? Well, it has every.
They have it out here where I'm at. They call it castle law, where you can shoot somebody in your house if they come in.
Well, yeah, that would be somebody trying to seize you or harm you or seize your property without due process of the law. And it don't matter who it is. If somebody comes to your house and forces their way in without warrant, you goddamn right. Well, if you ain't got the right to shoot them. You might as well just shoot yourself, hadn't you? You ain't a free man.
Yeah.
You don't have a lodial right to your property, do you?
No.
And that's what they removed. That's what they removed in 1933 was our allodial right through our Bill of Rights to own property that nobody else could touch. The only way that our property could ever be in jeopardy is if we committed an offense against somebody else, you know, damaged their property or damaged them physically. And then they had to go to the common, using the jurisdiction that was within them. We the people had the only jurisdiction in this goddamn country once upon a time, before they moved, created Washington, D.C. and moved the admiralty jurisdiction onto the land. And the only way that the fifth article tells you that, you know, the only exception to that is in time of war when the militia has to come, because we weren't supposed to have any standing army. We were supposed to be the fucking army for this country. And if anybody tried to invade us, to take our rights, to take our right to own allodial property, then we had to form up into militia. And if we formed up into organized militia under banner, then we would be under, you know, you in the field, when you're fighting a battle, you have to have military control. That means, you remember the Patriot, when the guys, there was the first battle after they all kind of got together and the Frenchman went over and shot the wounded Brit. And then the kid pitches a bitch about it. So dad tells him, you know, tells everybody, he goes, you guys are free to come and leave as you please. But while you're here, you're under my command. And anyone, if you will obey my orders, I'll have you shot. Because that's the kind of discipline you have to have to fight a fucking war. I mean, you can't just have everything.
That's what I talk to people up here, and I say, you forgot your duties of this country because we are the militia.
We are.
The people are the militia. That's what I was telling people and explaining to them, that right. You are the militia, that it's not Republican or Democrat.
No, it has nothing
it's
to do
individual.
With politics. It has to come to down to what I tell you, jurisdiction. Who has the authority in this country? And why do we have the authority?
They do. The people.
The people do. And the militia is when they take our common law courts away from us, which they have done illegally through fraud, they had no authority. The ninth article said they could never do it. You can never do that. It was ratified. Ratified superior law of this land by the people, by the people's authority. And they have done it. So then you have to go to the second article. That's when you form up in militia and you put down the fucking subversion to your goddamn authority. You enforce the law. You're doing the right thing. You're enforcing the law. The law of this land is that Bill of Rights. And they're putting on it right in your face. And they are abusing people. They are committing tyranny on the people. It's open. It's right in your face. Just like this shit I'm reading here about this new gun bill. This is you tell me that fucking you can look through my papers, you can search me and stuff, and I got to pay you fucking money, and I got to get a permission from you to exercise my right. Yes, go ahead.
You know, when I try to explain that to people, most people don't understand that. We don't supposed to have a standing army, that we the people are supposed to be the militia. We are supposed to be the army, and they can't fathom that thought because they don't understand that the reason why they set it up that way is because that the government couldn't use the army against us.
Right.
How can you use us against us?
People
don't understand it because they've been so indoctrinated, and we always had a standing army ever since most people have been alive.
It's gone beyond indoctrination to institutionalized, people are institutionalized into an unreality. That's an unreality on its face. The bottom line here is, yeah, there could be no standing army. The people were the reason that when they were selling us the bill of the goddamn Constitution. Why do we need a Constitution? So that if somebody comes in here and tries to take our right to own colonial property that we just won, that it belongs to each and every American national, this property called the United States of America, if somebody tries to invade and take it away from us and take our freedom away from us, well, that federal government, its main responsibility was to, well, then it would get a hold of the states and say the French are going to invade. They're coming in to take it away from you. And then the states get a hold of the counties, and then the counties, the municipalities, and the sheriff ultimately would gather the militia at the lower level, and then the county at the county level, the militia would gather at the county level, then at the state level, the militia would gather at the state level, and then they would all form up into one federal army of militia from across the country to defend the country. That's why we didn't need a standing army, because we were all going to be armed, because we're the authority here. There is no military authority over us that just sits there. I mean, they keep us in what they call just like this declaring a state of emergency. That Haiti asked about it yesterday, about the suspension of habeas corpus. And yeah, that certainly was in the bill, in the Constitution, but the ninth article was put in place to say, no, you can't. And the ninth article, it was agreed that is the controlling document, because that is the authority of the people speaking. That is not the bunch of aristocrats that got together under an admiralty authority after the king surrendered his charter, his corporate charter over to you. And you sit down as the new. That's why John Adams just openly said we should declare a king, because these people understood what was what back then. They understood what authority meant. They understood what jurisdiction meant. And they tell the story how George Washington, oh, graciously, he could have been king. No, he couldn't have. If they would have tried that, I mean, that's just another bullshit lie they had you grow up on, so that you would worship your oppressors. If they would have tried to declare George Washington as king, all these people, who would have defended that? There was no standing army. There was, the colonial army was still banded together, but you would have had to go out to the colonial army and say, the militia's coming to town, and they're coming to kill your king, King George Washington. And then that same Continental soldier, what did he sign on for? To break away from subjugation of a king. There would have been no one to defend it. They knew it. It all had to be done by con and by fucking lie and fraud. And when right. The state delegations got together in the beginning of the whole thing, after Lexington and Concord, when the state they all got together for the legislature, when the rich came walking in, I mean, they were outnumbered by the poor fucking 1,000 to 1 back then. But when they came walking in, what did they want? The same people who had been the king's men oppressing the people in the colonies. Well, they wanted us to be their subjects. They wanted the 14th Amendment. That's what they wanted their new constitution for each one of these new so-called countries to be.
Well, there's four branches of government now, and the fourth one is media.
You goddamn right. It's the lie.
There's four. People say, well, there's only three, but there's four because the media has been taken over anyway. So.
Well, it goes farther than that. The corporation.
Yeah, it goes farther than that.
There's four branches. Don't even think about it. It goes right. I mean, it's a solid fucking apparatus of treachery from the meter maid to the president. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Because it's all corporate. And all of these, like they said, oh, you know, police chief comes out from Massachusetts or something. Police chief Joe Blow comes out. No. He's the head of the Blackwater unit. Just because you put a different name on it doesn't change what it is. Those are hired mercenaries, just like they hired out over in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they had Abu Ghraib and what they did to the goddamn Afghan people. And, you know, and took people to other countries like Poland and Syria to be tortured. Go ahead.
Like J.D. said, there's five branches, like the Titanic. It's the Congress, Senate, the press, like you said, and the judicial and president.
Yeah. Well, no, there is no branches of government, period. This is a corporation.
I understand, but they're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, supposing if you had the republic in that constitution for the republic, there were definitely three branches of government in that constitution for the republic. The republic has been replaced by a corporation. Now go look up the definition of a republic and go look up the definition of a corporation. And then you see how you are being ruled under corporate policy that is not law. It is not law. It is their policy. It's like Walmart's policy. Walmart's policy is we'll check your receipt going out the door. You just fucking spent it. Man, I'll tell you, that's something they don't do to me. The first time they tried it, man, you go through there, you just bought the goddamn groceries, and then you're going around to go out the door, and they're not, like, looking through your thing. They you have to hand them the receipt, and then just kind of glance at it, hand it back to you, and to give you the okay to go out the fucking door. Man, I mean, you know how loud I can get you guys. And I'm going, you treat me like a motherfucking thief where I spend my fucking money? I go, you motherfucker, I custom one time's all it took, and now they just wave at me when I go out the door. Because because we fucking take it, is what it comes down to. That's why this is being done to us. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, kind of makes you want to punch a red-haired Mountain Jew, don't it?
It sure do.
It's like a couple of suggestions for the K word. How about liquidate and eliminate?
There you go. No, I mean, with the shit they're coming out today, you know, like just with what I was showing you in immigration yesterday, they are trying to get enough people in here to enforce this on us people. And we're playing games. They're going into Congress. Well, he's going to shut down the government for 2 weeks and this thing. They're playing again. And all this since Obama left office and fucking Trump came into office, it has done nothing but accelerate. And now he's telling us that we need more people. Do you feel like, you people out there feel like we need more people? Remember about that, your cut of the pie, because you were born an American national? You get your piece of the pie? Well, now they want it to be the crust, a little bit of crumbs off the crust go to the fucking slaves and the rest of the pie go to just a fucking handful, the 1%. That's what they fucking want. And they've done it all through fucking fraud and through fucking blackmail, fucking you name it, coercion, it's mafia. Mafia techniques, the mafia, international corporate mafia. That's what they fucking are. That's why I call them that. And they are completely without authority, but we, with that Bill of Rights, are well within our rights to fucking shoot them out of this goddamn country now. If we don't, we're fucking fools. If we don't, pretty soon, as badass as we are, and as much guns as we got, they will bring enough fucking people in till there's too many of them for us to shoot. There's 7 billion people on this planet, and they're saying right now, you're an international worker, just come on in. I don't give a, and that's what Trump's saying. We don't want them bad dudes, see? We don't want them bad dudes. I guarantee you that, just like with Eric Holder, the goddamn Justice Department or whatever they want to fucking call it, what's the name of it? The people that go after the drugs, They're the actual people that are running the drugs into it. I mean, a few years ago, probably 4 or 5 years, they told us, yeah, we have one cartel we work with. That way we can control the drugs coming into the country.
That wasn't the CIA, was it?
No, I'm talking, God damn it. You know,
are you talking about the ATF?
Here, just a second. What, Laura?
The ATF?
DEA.
Oh, DEA.
Department, yeah. The DEA. See, when that whole thing went down with the gun running with Eric Holder, see, that's what they were doing. They were taking the guns down there, and they were selling the guns to the cartels, forcing the buy, using your goddamn tax money to buy the guns to sell to the cartels. The cartels were paying off with cocaine. They were bringing the cocaine back into the country, and the DEA was the one selling it on the fucking street. And then they do, you know, they bust a bunch of the lower level people, you know, it's to act like there's some kind of drug war or something going on here other than what was really going on. That's why, Eric Holder stood in front of Congress and said, fuck you, we're not producing no documents because we know what's on them documents. It shows that we're running the drugs in this country. And he did go to jail for that, right? No, he didn't go to jail. A contempt of Congress. You get a contempt of court fucking charge on a goddamn ticket. You're going to jail. But contempt of Congress, it was all pretty clear to me when the Senate committee told Dick Cheney they wanted all the records from Halliburton. And I'm right on nationwide TV. Everybody saw it. He said, "Fuck you." Okay? Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour, man. It's the weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. And, man, it is what it is. And don't, you know, the people that are institutionalized use simple things, just like the dollar thing. When you got a dollar in your hand, it's a goddamn fact. It's worth a dollar. You went out and you sweated, and that's worth that sweat got you that dollar. You reach it to that fucking banker in the suit, reach it across the counter, it's worth $9. He reaches it back to you, it's worth it's worth $10. He reaches it back to you, it's worth $1. Now tell me, how can that exist? Ask them, how can that exist? If we are truly free people and we're not being run by some fucking international crime organization. And that is the word from the trenches. Have a great weekend, brother.